The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 3, Chapter 6, The Creation of the Universal Form. Text 1. Rishi Ravacha, Iti Tasam Svashaktinam Satinam Asametyasa. Prasupa loka tantranam nishamyagatim ishvara. Synonyms. Rishi Uvacha. The Rishi Maitreya said, Iti thus, tasham there, shva shaktinam, own potency, satinam, so situated, asamyeta, without combination, sahi, the Lord, prasupta, suspended, loka tantranam, in the universal creations, nisamya, hearing, gatim, progress, ishvara, the Lord. Translation. The Rishi Maitreya said, the Lord thus heard about the suspension of the progressive creative functions of the universe due to the non-combination of his potencies, such as the Mahatattva. Purport. There is nothing wanting in the creation of the Lord. All the potencies are there in a dormant state. But unless they are combined by the will of the Lord, nothing can progress. The suspended progressive work of creation can only be revived by the direction of the Lord. Text 2. Kala sanyan tada devam babraj chaktim urukrama tvayo vimsati tatvanam ganam Yuga pada visat. Synonyms. Kala sangyam, known as Kali, tada, at that time, Devim, the goddess, bibrat, destructive, shaktim, potency, urukrama, the supreme, powerful, traya vimshati, 23, tatvanam, of the elements, ganam, all of them, yugapat, simultaneously, ivashat, entered. Translation. The supreme powerful Lord then simultaneously entered into the 23 elements with the goddess Kali, his external energy, who alone amalgamates all the different elements. Purport. The ingredients of matter are counted as 23. The total material energy, false ego, sound, touch, form, taste, smell, earth, water, fire, air, sky, ear, eye, nose, tongue, hand, skin, leg, evacuating organ, genitals, speech, and mind. All are combined together by the influence of time and are again dissolved in the course of time. Time, therefore, is the energy of the Lord and acts in her own way by the direction of the Lord. This energy, called Kali, is represented by the dark, destructive goddess, generally worshipped by persons influenced by the mode of darkness or ignorance in material existence. In the Vedic hymn, this process is described as Mula Prakritir Avikritir Mahadadya Prakriti Vikrataya Sapta Sodak Sakas Tu Vikaro Na Prakritir Na Vikriti Purusha. The energy which acts as material nature in a combination of the 23 elements is not the final source of creation. The Lord enters into the elements and applies his energy, called Kali. In all other Vedic scriptures, the same principle is accepted. In Brahma Samhita 5.35, it is stated, Eko piyashu rachayitam jagananda kotim yachchaktirasti jagananda chayayadanta adantarasta paramanu chayantarastam govindamadi prusham tamam bhajami. Quote, I worship the primeval Lord, Govinda, who is the original personality of Godhead. By his partial plenary expansion, Mahavishnu, he enters into material nature, and then into each and every universe as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and then as Chiradakshaya Vishnu, into all the elements, including every atom of matter. Such manifestations of cosmic creation are innumerable, both in the universes and in the individual atoms. End quote. Similarly, this is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 10:42. Athava Bahunaitena kim janatena tavarjuna vishtabhyam idam kritsnam ekam sena stito jagat. Quote, O Arjuna, There is no necessity for of your knowing about my innumerable energies, which act in various ways. I enter into the material creation by my partial planar expansion, Paramatma, or the Supersoul, in all of the universe and in all the elements thereof, and thus the work of creation goes on. End quote. The wonderful activities of material nature are due to the Lord Krishna, and thus he is the final cause, or the ultimate cause of all causes. Text 3. So nupravisto bhagavams cheshta rupena tam gatam ganan binam samyo jayam asa saptam karma prabodayan. Synonyms: sa, that, anupravista, thus entering later on, Bhagavan, the personality of God, cheshta rupena, by his representation of attempt, kali, tam, them, ganam, all the living entities, including the demigods, binam, separately, samyojayam asa, engaged to work, suptam, sleeping, karma, work, prabodayan, enlightening. Translation: thus, when the personality of Godhead entered into the elements of by his energy, all the living entities were livened into different activities, just as one is engaged in his work after awaking from sleep. Purport: every individual soul remains unconscious after the dissolution of the creation and thus enters into the Lord with his material energy. These individual living entities are conditioned souls everlastingly, but in each and every material creation they are given a chance to liberate themselves and become free souls. They are all given a chance to take advantage of the Vedic wisdom and find out what is their relationship with the Supreme Lord, how they can be liberated, and what the ultimate profit is in such liberation. By properly studying the Vedas, one becomes conscious of his position and thus takes to the transcendental devotional service of the Lord and is gradually promoted to the spiritual sky. The individual souls in the material world engage in different activities according to their past unfinished desires. After the dissolution of a particular body, the individual soul forgets everything. But the all-merciful Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart as the witness, the Supersoul, awakens him and reminds him of his past desires, and thus he begins to act accordingly in his next life. This unseen guidance is described as fate, and a sensible man can understand that this continues his material bondage in the three modes of nature. The unconscious sleeping stage of a living entity, just after the partial or total dissolution of the creation, is wrongly accepted as the final stage of life by some less intelligent philosophers. After the dissolution of the partial material body, the living entity remains unconscious only for a few months. And after the total dissolution of the material creation, he remains unconscious for many millions of years. But when the creation is again revived, he is awakened to his work by the Lord. The living entity is eternal, and the wakeful state of his consciousness manifested by activities is his natural condition of life. He cannot stop acting while awake, and thus he acts according to his diverse desires. When his desires are trained in the transcendental service of the Lord, his life becomes perfect, and he is promoted to the spiritual sky to enjoy eternal awakened life. Text 4. Prabuddha Karma Daivena Trayo Vimshatiko Gana Priyarito Janayatsvabir Matrabir Adipurusham. Synonyms: Prabuddha, awakened, karma, activities, Daivena, by the will of the Supreme, Trava Vimshaktita Ka, by the 23 principal ingredients, Gana, the combination, Prerita, conduced by, Ajanayat, manifested, Swabi, by his personal, Matrabi, plenary expansion, Adi Purusham, the gigantic universal form, Vishvarupa. Translation: when the 23 principal elements were set in action by the will of the Supreme, the gigantic universal form, or the Vishvarupa body of the Lord, came into existence. Purport: the Vishvarupa, or Viratrupa, or Vishvarupa, the gigantic universal form of the Lord, which is very much appreciated by the impersonalist, is not an eternal form of the Lord. It is manifested by the supreme will of the Lord after the ingredients of material creation. Lord Krishna exhibited this Virat or Vishva Parupa to Arjuna just to convince the impersonalist that he is the original personality of Godhead. Krishna exhibited the Virat Rupa. It is not that Krishna was exhibited by the Virat Rupa. Virat Rupa is not, therefore, an eternal form of Lord exhibited in the spiritual sky. It is a material manifestation of the Lord. The Archa Vigraha, or the worshipable deity in the temple, is a similar manifestation of the Lord for the neophytes. But in spite of their material touch, such forms of the Lord are as the Virat and Archa are all none different from his eternal form as Lord Krishna. Text 5. Parena Vishata Avashmasin Matraya Vishvashigana Kuksho Bhyan Yonyam Asadya Yasmin Lokas Charachara. Synonyms: Parena, by the Lord. Vishata, thus entering, Shvasmin, by his own self, Matraya, by a plenary portion, Vishvashik, the elements of universal creation, Gana, all. Chuksoba, transformed, Anyonyam, one another, Asadya, having obtained, Asmin, Yasmin, in which Loka, the planets, Chara, Achara, movable and immovable. Translation: as the Lord, in his plenary portion, entered into the elements of the universal creation, they transformed into the gigantic form in which all the planetary systems and all movable and unmovable creations rest. Purport: the elements of cosmic creation are all matter and have no potency to increase in volume unless entered into by the Lord in his plenary portion. This means that matter does not increase or decrease unless it is spiritually touched. Matter is a product of spirit and increases only by the touch of spirit. The entire cosmic manifestation has not assumed its gigantic form by itself, as wrongly calculated by less intelligent persons. As long as spirit is within matter, matter can increase as needed, but without the spirit, matter stops increasing. For example, as long as there is a spiritual consciousness within the material body of a living entity, the body increases to the required size, but a dead material body, which has no spiritual consciousness, stops increasing. In Bhagavad Gita Chapter 2, importance is given to the spiritual consciousness, not the body. The entire cosmic body increased by the same process that we experience in our small bodies. One should not, however, foolishly think that the individual infinitesimal soul is the cause of the gigantic manifestation of the universal form. The universal form is called the Virat Rupa because the Supreme Lord is within it in his plenary portion. Text 6. Hiranmaya Saparusha Sahasra Parivatsaran Andakosha Uvupsapsu Sarva Satvo Pabribhita. Synonyms: Hrinimaya, the Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, who also assumes the Virat Rupa. Sahi, Purusha, incarnation of Godhead. Sahasra, 1,000. Parivatsaran, celestial years. Andakoshe, within the global universe. Uvasha, resided. Apsu, on the water. Sarvasattva, all living entities lying with him. Upabrimhita, so spread. Translation: the gigantic Virat Purusha, known as Hiranmaya, lived for 1,000 celestial years on the water of the universe, and all the living entities lay with him. Purport: after the Lord entered each and every universe as the Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, half of the universe was filled with water. The cosmic manifestations of the planetary systems, outer space, etc., which are visible to us, is only one half of the complete universe. Before the manifestation takes place and after the entrance of Vishnu within the universe, there is a period of 1,000 celestial years. All the living entities injected within the womb of the Mahatattva are divided into all the universes with the incarnation of Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, and all of them lie down with the Lord until Brahma is born. Brahma is the first born living being within the universe, and from him all other demigods and living creatures are born. Manu is the original father of mankind, and therefore in Sanskrit, mankind is called Manusya. Humanity in different bodily qualities is distributed throughout the various planetary systems. Text 7. Savai Vishva Srijam Garbo Deva Karmatma Shaktiman Vishra Bhajat Manat Manam Ekada Dasada Trida. Synonyms. Tut, that, by, certainly. Vishva Srijam, of the gigantic Virat form. Garba, total energy. Deva, living energy. Karma, activity of life. Atma, self. Shaktiman, full, with potencies. Vibhavaja, divided. Atmana, by himself. Atmanam, himself. Ekada, in oneness. Dasada, in 10. Trida, and in 3. Translation. The total energy of the Mahatattva in the form of the gigantic Virat Rupa divided himself by himself into the consciousness of the living entities, the life of activity, and self-identification, which are divided into 1, 10, and 3, respectively. Purport. Consciousness is the sign of the living entity, or the soul. The existence of the soul is manifest in the form of consciousness called Jnana Shakti. The total consciousness is that of the gigantic Virat Rupa, and the same consciousness is exhibited in individual persons. The activity of consciousness is performed through the air of life, of which is of 10 divisions. The airs of life are called prana, apana, dana, vyana, and samana, and are also differently qualified as naga, karma, krikara, devadatta, and dananjaya. The consciousness of the soul becomes polluted by the material atmosphere, and thus various activities are exhibited in the false ego of bodily identification. These various activities are described in Bhagavad Gita 2.41 as bhakushakahyantasya buddhya vyavisayinam. The conditioned soul is bewildered into various activities for want of pure consciousness. In pure consciousness, the activity is one. The consciousness of the individual soul becomes one with the Supreme Consciousness when there is complete synthesis between the two. The monists believe that there is only one consciousness, whereas the sattvatas, or the devotees, believe that although there is undoubtedly one consciousness, they are one because there is agreement. The individual consciousness is advised to dovetail with the Supreme Consciousness, as instructed by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita 18.66, Sarvadharman Prichajama Mikam Sharanam Braja. The individual consciousness, Arjuna, is advised to dovetail with the Supreme Consciousness and thus maintain his conscious purity. It is foolish to try to stop the activities of consciousness, but they can be purified when they are dovetailed with the Supreme. This consciousness is divided into three modes of self-identification according to the proportion of purity: adhyatmika, or self-identification with the body and the mind; adhibodhika, or self-identification with the material products; and adhidaivika, or self-identification as a servant of the Lord. Of the three, adhidaivika is self-identification is the beginning of purity of consciousness in pursuance of the desires of the Lord. Text 8. Esha hi ashesha sattvanam atma sa paramatmana adyo vataro yatraso butta gramo vibhayat vyate. Synonyms: esha, this; hi, certainly; ashesha, unlimited; sattvanam, living entities; atma, self; amsa, part; parama, atmana, of the supersoul; adya, of the first; avatara, incarnation; yatra, whereupon; aso, all those; bhuta grama, the aggregate creations; vibhavyate, flourish. Translation. The gigantic universal form of the Supreme Lord is the first incarnation and plenary portion of the Supersoul. He is the self of an unlimited number of living entities, and in him rests the aggregate creation, which thus flourishes. Purport. The Supreme Lord expands himself in two ways, by personal plenary expansions and separated minute expansions. The personal plenary expansions are Vishnu tattvas, and the separated expansions are living entities. Since the living entities are very small, they are sometimes described as the marginal energy of the Lord. But the mystic yogis consider the living entities and the supersoul, Paramatma, to be the one and the same. It is, however, a minor point of controversy. After all, everything is created everything created rests on the gigantic virat or universal form of the Lord. Text 9. Syadhyatma sadhidaivas cha sadhidbhuta iti trida virat prano dasa vida ekada hridayena cha. Synonyms. Sa-adhyatma, the body and mind with all the senses. Sa-adhidaiva, and the controlling demigods of the senses, cha, and sa-adhibhuta, the present objectives, iti, thus, trida, three, virat, gigantic, prana, moving force, dasa, vida, 10 kinds, ekada, only one, hridayena, reliving energy, cha, also. Translation, the gigantic universal form is represented by 3, 10, and 1, in the sense that he is the body and the mind of the and the senses. He is the dynamic force for all movements by 10 kinds of life energy, and he is in the one heart where life energy is generated. Purport, Bhagavad Gita 7, 4, and 5, it is stated that the 8 elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and false ego, are all products of the Lord's inferior energy, whereas the living entities who are seen to utilize the inferior energy originally belong to the superior energy, the internal potency of the Lord. The 8 inferior energies work grossly and subtly, whereas the superior energy works as a central generating force. This is experienced in the human body. The gross elements, namely earth, etc., form the external gross body and are like a coat, whereas the subtle mind and false ego act like the inner clothing of the body. The movements of the body are first generated from the heart, and all the activities of the body are made possible by the senses, powered by the 10 kinds of air within the body. 10 kinds of air is as follows. The main air passing through the nose in breathing is called prana. The air which passes through the rectum is evacuated bodily air is called apana. The air which adjusts the foodstuff within the stomach and which sometimes sounds as belching is called samana. The air which passes through the throat and the stoppage of which constitutes suffocation is called the udana air. And the total air which circulates throughout the entire body is called the vyana air. Subtler than these 5 airs, there are others also. That which facilitates the opening of the eyes, mouth, etc. is called naga air. The air which increases appetite is called krikara air. The air which helps contraction is called kurma air. The air which helps relaxation by opening the mouth wide in yawning is called devadatta air. And the air which helps sustenance is called dhananjaya air. All these airs are generated from the center of the heart, which is one only. This central energy is superior energy of the Lord, who is seated within the heart with the soul of the body, who acts under the guidance of the Lord. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita 15:15 as follows. Shavrasya chaham ridi sanivisto matismiti ganami pohanam cha vidascha savaraham eva vedya vedantakrit vedavit eva chaham. The complete central force is generating from the heart by the Lord, who is seated there and who helps the conditioned soul in remembering and forgetting. The conditioned state is due to the soul's forgetfulness of his relationship of subordination to the Lord. One who wants to continue to forget the Lord is helped by the Lord to forget him birth after birth, but one who remembers him by dint of association with a devotee of the Lord is helped to remember him more and more. Thus, the conditioned soul can ultimately go back home, back to Godhead. This process of transcendental help by the Lord is described in Bhagavad Gita 10:10 as follows. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upiyanti te. The buddhi yoga process of self-realization with intelligence transcendental to the mind, devotional service, can alone elevate one from the conditioned state of material entanglement in the cosmic construction. The conditioned state of the living entity is like that of a person who is within the depths of a huge mechanical arrangement. The mental speculators can reach the point of buddhi yoga after many, many lifetimes of speculation, but the intelligent person who begins from the platform of intelligence above the mind makes rapid progress in self-realization. Because the buddhi yoga process entails no fear of deterioration or retrogression at any time, it is the guaranteed path to self-realization as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 2:40. The mental speculators cannot understand that the two birds, Shvetasvatara Upanishad, sitting in one tree, are the soul and the super soul. The individual soul eats the fruit of the tree, while the other bird does not eat the fruit, but only observes the activities of the eating bird. Without attachment, the witnessing bird helps the fruit-eating bird perform fruitful activities. One who cannot understand this difference between the soul and the supersoul, or God and the living entities, is certainly still in the entanglement of the cosmic machinery, and must still await the time when he will be free from bondage. Text 10. Smaran Vishvashijam Isho Vigna Pitam Adokchaja Virajam Atapatsvena Teja Saisam Vivritaye. Synonyms: Smaran, remembering, Vishvashijam, of the demigods entrusted with the task of cosmic construction, Isha, the Supreme Lord, Vignapitam, as he was prayed for, Adhoksaja, the transcendence, Virajam, the gigantic universal form, Atapat, considering this, thus, Svena, by his own Tejasa energy, Esham, for them, Vivritaye, for understanding. Translation: the Supreme Lord is the supersoul of all the demigods entrusted with the task of constructing the cosmic manifestation. Thus, being thus prayed to by the demigods, he thought to himself and thus manifested the gigantic form for their understanding. Purport: the impersonalists are captivated by the gigantic universal form of the Supreme. They think that the control behind this gigantic manifestation is an imagination. Intelligent persons, however, can estimate the value of the cause by observing the wonders of the effects. For example, the individual human body does not develop from the womb of the mother independently, but because the living entity, the soul, is within the body. Without the living entity, a material body cannot automatically take shape or develop. When any material object displays development, it must be understood that there is a spiritual soul within the manifestation. This gigantic universe has gradually developed, just as the body of a child develops. The conception that the transcendence enters within the universe is therefore logical. As the materialist cannot find the soul and the supersoul within the heart, similarly, for want of sufficient knowledge, they cannot see that the supreme soul is the cause of the universe. The Lord is therefore described in Vedic language as avanmanasagotra, or beyond the conception of words and minds. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, the mental speculators try to bring the Supreme within the purview of words and minds, but the Lord refuses to be so intelligible. The speculator has no adequate words or mind to gauge the infinity of the Lord. The Lord is called Adhokshaja, or the person who is beyond perception by the blunt, limited potency of our senses. One cannot perceive the transcendental name or form of the Lord by mental speculation. The mundane PhDs are completely unable to speculate on the Supreme with their limited senses. Such attempts by the puffed-up PhDs are compared to the philosophy of the frog in the well. A frog in a well was informed of the gigantic Pacific Ocean, and he began to puff himself up in order to understand or measure the length and breadth of the Pacific Ocean. Ultimately, the frog burst and died. The title PhD can also be interpreted as plow department, a title meant for the tillers in the paddy field. The attempt of the tillers in the paddy field to understand the cosmic manifestation and the cause behind such wonderful work can be compared to the endeavor of the frog in the well to calculate the measurement of the Pacific Ocean. The Lord can reveal himself only to a person who is submissive and who engages in his transcendental loving service. The demigods controlling the elements and ingredients of material of universal affairs prayed to the Lord for guidance, and thus he manifested his gigantic form, as he did at the request of Arjuna. Text 11. Ata tasya bitap tasya kati dhyayatanani chha nira vidyanta devanam tani me garata shrinu. Synonyms: ata, therefore, tasya, his, abhita tasya, in terms of his contemplation, katida, how many, ayantani nani, embodiments, ha, there were, nirabhidyanta, by separated parts, devanam, of the demigods, tani, all those, me, gadata, described by me, Shrinu, just here. Translation. Maitreya said, now you may hear from me about the Supreme Lord, about how the Supreme Lord separated himself into the diverse forms of the demigods after the manifestation of the gigantic universal form. Purport. The demigods are separated parts and parcels of the Lord, as are all other living entities. The only difference between the demigods and the ordinary living entities is that when the living entities are rich in pious acts of devotional service to the Lord, and when they desire to lord it over material energy has vanished, they are promoted to the posts of demigods, who are entrusted by the Lord with executing the management of the universal affairs. Text 12. Tasyagnir Asyanir Binam Lokapalo Vishatpadam Vachas Vamsena Vik Vaktavyam Yayaso Pratipadyate. Synonyms. Tasya, his, Agni, fire, Asyam, mouth, Nirbinam, thus separated, Lokapala, the directors of material affairs, Avishat, entered, Padam, respective positions, Vacha, by words, Shva Amsena, by one's own part, Vaktavyam, speeches, Yaya, by which, Aso, they, Pratipadyate, express. Translation, Agni, or heat, separated from his mouth, and all the directors of material affairs entered into it in their respective positions. By that energy, the living entity expresses himself in words. Purport. The mouth of the gigantic universal form of the Lord is the source of the speaking power. The director of the fire element is the controlling deity, or the Adidaiva. Thus, the speeches delivered are adhyatma, or bodily functions, and the subject matter of the speeches is material productions, or the adibhuta principle. Text 13. Nirbinam taluviduna lokapalo vishadare vishva yam senacharasam yayaso pratipadyate. Synonyms. Nirbinam, separated, talu, palate, Viruna, the deity controlling water, Lokapala, director of the planets, Avisat, entered, Hare, of the Lord, Jivhaya Amsena, with the part of the tongue, Cha, also, Rams, Rasam, tastes, Yaya, by which, Aso, the living entity, Pratipadyate, expresses. Translation, when the palate of the gigantic form was separately manifested, Varuna, the director of water in the planetary systems, there entered therein, and thus the living entity has the facility to taste everything with his tongue. Text 14. Nirbini ashvino nase Vishnur avisatam padam Grahane nam senagandasya pratipatir yato bhavet. Synonyms. Nirbine, thus being separated, of Ashvinau, the dual Ashvinis, Nase, of the two nostrils, Vishnu, of the Lord, Avisatam, entering, Padam, post, Granena Amsena, by partially smelling, Gandasya, aroma, Pratipati, experience, Yata, whereupon, Bhavet, becomes. Translation, when the Lord's two nostrils separately manifested themselves, the dual Ashvini Kumars entered them in their proper positions, and because of this, the living entities can smell the aromas of everything. Text 15. Nirbeni Aksini Tvasta Lokapalo Vishad Vibo Chakshu Samansena Rupanam Pratipatir Yato Bhavet. Synonyms. Nirbene, thus being separated, Akshini, the eyes, Tvasta, the sun, Lokapala, director of light, Avishat, entered, Vibho, of the great, Chakshusamsena, by the part of the eyesight, Rupanam, of the forms, Pratipati, experience, Yuta, by which Bhavet becomes. Translation. Thereafter, the two eyes of the gigantic form of the Lord were separately manifested. The sun, the director of the light, entered them with the partial representation of eyesight, and thus the living entities can have vision of forms. Text 16. Nirbinani asya charmani lokapalo nilo vishat pranenam sena sasparsham yena so pratipadyate. Synonyms. Nirbinani, being separated, asya, of the gigantic form, charmani, skin, lokapala, the director, anila, air, avisat, entered, pranena amsena, the part of the breathing, shamsparsham, touch, yena, by which aso, the living entity, pratipadyate, can experience. Translation. When there was a manifestation of skin separated from the gigantic form, Anila, the deity directing the wind, entered with partial touch, and thus the living entities can realize tactile knowledge. Text 17. Karnav asya vibir vinir bino disnyam svam vivisur disha shrotenas samsena sabdasya Siddhim yena prapadyate. Synonyms. Karo, the ears, asya, of the gigantic form, vinir bino, being thus separated, dishnyam, the controlling deity, svam on vivishu, entered disha, of the directions, shrotena amsena, with the hearing principles, shabdasya, of the sound, siddhim, perfection, yena, by which prapadyate is experienced. Translation. When the ears of the gigantic form became manifested, all the controlling deities of the directions entered into them with the hearing principles by which all the living entities hear and take advantage of sound. Purport. The ear is the most important instrument in the body of the living entity. Sound is the most important medium for carrying the message of distant and unknown things. The perfection of all sound, or knowledge, enters through the ear and makes one's life perfect. The entire Vedic system of knowledge is received by oral reception only, and thus, sound is the most important source of knowledge. Text 18. Tvacham asya vinirbinam vivishu dishnyam oshadi amsena roma bikandum yar aso pratipadyate. Synonyms. Tvacham, skin, asya, of the gigantic form, vinirbinam, being separately manifested, vivishu, entered, dishnyam, the controlling deity, oshadi, sensations, amsena, with parts, romabi, through the hairs of the body, kandum, itching, vai, by which, aso, the living entity, prapadyate, experiences. Translation. When there was a separate manifestation of skin, the controlling deities of sensations and their different parts entered into it, and thus the living entities feel itching and happiness due to touch. Report. For sense perception, there are two principal items, touch and itching, and both of them are controlled by the skin and hairs on the body. According to Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, the controlling deity of touch is the air passing within the body, and the controlling deities of the hairs on the body is called Ashodhya. For the skin is the object of perception. For the skin, the object of perception is touch, and for the hairs on the body, the object of perception is itching. Text 19. Medram tasya vinir binam svadishnyam ka upavishat. Rata sam sena yena shav anandam pratipadyate. Synonyms. Medram, genitals. Tasya, of the gigantic form. Vinirbinam, being separated. Shradishnyam, own position. Ka, Brahma, the original living creature. Upavashvishat, entered. Retasamam sena, with the part of the semen. Yena, by which aso, the living entity. Anandam, sex pleasure. Pratipadyate, experiences. Translation. When the genitals of the gigantic form separately became manifest, then Prajapati, the original living creature, entered into them with his partial semen, and thus the living entities can enjoy sex pleasure. Text 20. Gudam pumsham binir binam mitro lokshena avisat payunam sena yenasho Vishargam prapipadyate. synonyms, Gudam, evacuating outlet, Pumsam, of the gigantic form, Vinir Binam, being separately manifested, Mitra, the sun god, Lokaisha, the director named Mitra, Avishat, entered, Payuna Amsena, with the partial evacuation process, Yena, by which also the living entity, Vishargam, evacuation, Prapipadyate, performs. Translation, the evacuating channel separately became manifest, and the director named Mitra entered into it with partial organs of the evacuation. Thus, the living entities are able to pass stool and urine. Text 21. Hastav asya vinir binav indrasvar pati avishat vartiyam sena purusho yayavritam prapadyate. Synonyms, hastav, hands, asya, of the gigantic form, Vinirbino, being separately manifested, Indra, the king of heaven, Shvapati, the ruler of heavenly planets, Avishat, entered into it, Vartaya Amsena, with partial mercantile principles, Purusha, the living entity, Yaya, by which, Vritim, business of livelihood, Prapadyate, transacts. Translation. Thereafter, when the hands of the gigantic form separately became manifested, Indra, the ruler of the heavenly planets, entered into them, and thus the living entity is able to transact business for his livelihood. Text 22. Padav asya vinir bino lokeshu vishnor avisat gatya samsena purusho yaya prapyam papadyate. Synonyms. Pado, the legs, asya, of the gigantic form, Vinirbino, being manifested separately, Loka Ishar Vishnu, the demigod Vishnu, not the personality of Godhead. Avishat entered, Gatya, by the power of movement, Sva Amsena, with his own parts, Purusha, the living entity, Yaya, by which Prapyam, destination, Prapadyate, reaches. Translation. Thereafter, the legs of the gigantic form separately became manifest, and the demigod named Vishnu, not the personality of Godhead, entered with partial movement. This helps the living entity move into his destination. 23, text 23. Budim chasya vinir binam vagisho dishnyam avishat bodhe nam sena bodhavyam pratipatir yato bhavet. Synonyms. Budim, intelligence, cha also, yasya, of the gigantic form, vinir binam, being separately manifested, Vakisha, Brahma, the lord of the Vedas, Dishnyam, the controlling power, Avishat, entered in, Bodhena Amsena, with his part of intelligence, Bodhavyam, the matter of understanding, Pratipati, understood, Yata, by which Bhavet, so becomes. Translation, when the intelligence of the gigantic form separately became manifest, Brahma, the lord of the Vedas, entered into it with the partial not power of understanding, and thus an object of understanding is experienced by the living entities. Text 24. Haridyam chasya nirbinam chandrama dishniam avishat mana samsena yenaso vikriam pratipadyate. Synonyms. Hridayam, heart, cha also, asya, of the gigantic form, nirbinam, being manifested separately, chandrama, the moon demigod, vishnya, drishnyam, with the controlling power, avishat entered into, manasa amsena, partly with mental activity, yena, by which aso, the living entity, vikriyam, resolution, pratipadyate, transacts. Translation. After that, the heart of the gigantic form separately manifested itself, and into it entered the moon demigod with partial mental activity. Thus, the living entity can conduct his mental speculations. Text 25. Atmanam chasya nirbinam abhimano vishatpadam karman nam sena vinaso yenaso kartavyam prapipadyate. Synonyms, Atmanam, false ego, cha also, asya, of the gigantic form, mirbinam, being separately manifested, abhinmana, false identification, avishat, entered, padam, in position, karmana, activities, amsena, by the part, yena, by which, aso, the living entity, kartavyam, objective activities, pratipadyate, takes in. Translation. Thereafter, the materialistic ego of the gigantic form separately manifested itself and entered it and into it entered Rudra, the controller of false ego, with his own partial activities by which the living entity transacts his objective actions. Purport. The false ego of materialistic identity is controlled by the demigod Rudra, an incarnation of Lord Shiva. Rudra is the incarnation of the Supreme Lord, who controls the modes of ignorance within material nature. The activities of the false ego are based on the objective of the body and mind. Most persons, constructed or conducted by the false ego, are controlled by Lord Shiva. When one reaches a finer version of ignorance, he falsely thinks of himself as the Supreme Lord. That egotistic conviction, or egoistic conviction of the conditioned soul, is the last snare of the illusory energy which controls the entire material world. Text 26. Sattvam chasya vinir binam mahandisnyam upavishat chitte nam sena yenasho vijnanam prapadyate. Synonym: sattvam, consciousness, cha, also, asya, of the gigantic form, vinir binam, being separately manifested, mahan, the total energy, mahatattva, dishnyam, with control, upavishat, entered into, chitena amsena, along with his part of consciousness, yena, by which, aso, the living entity, vijnanam, specific knowledge, prapipadyate, cultivates. Translation: thereafter, when his consciousness separately manifested itself, the total energy, mahatattva, entered with his conscious part. Thus, the living entity is able to conceive specific knowledge. Text 27. Shirshno syadyardarapabhyam kambanaber upapadyate gunanam ritayo yeshu pratiyante saradaya. Synonyms: Shirshna, head, asya, of the gigantic form, dayo, the heavenly planets, Dara, earthly planets, Padbyam, on his legs, Kam, the sky, Nabe, from the abdomen, Upapadyata, became manifested, Gunanam, of the three modes of nature, Vritaya, reactions, Yesu, in which, Pratiyante, manifest, Shura Adaya, the demigods and others. Translation: thereafter, from the head of the gigantic form, the heavenly planets were manifested, and from his legs, the earthly planets, and from his abdomen, the sky, separately manifested themselves. Within them, the demigods and others were also manifested in terms of the modes of material nature. Text 28. Atyantikena sattvena divam deva prapedire dharam raja svabhavena panio cha yechan tan anu. Synonyms: Atyantikena, excessive, sattvena, by the mode of goodness, divam, in the higher planets, deva, the demigods, prapidaye, having been situated, dharam, on the earth, raja, the modes of passion, svabhavena, by nature, pranaya, the human being, ye, all those, cha, also, tan, there, anu, subordinate. Translation: the demigods, qualified by the super-excellent quality of the mode of goodness, are situated in the heavenly planets, whereas the human beings, because of their nature and the mode of passion, live on the earth in company with their subordinates. Purport: in Bhagavad Gita 14:14 and 15, it is said that those who are highly developed in the mode of goodness are promoted to the higher heavenly planetary system, and those who are overpowered by the mode of passion are situated in the middle planetary systems, the earth and similar planets. But those who are surcharged with the mode of ignorance are degraded to the lower planetary systems or to the animal kingdom. The demigods are highly developed in the mode of goodness, and thus they are situated in the heavenly planets. Below human beings are the animals, although some of them mingle with human society. Cows, horses, dogs, etc., are habituated to living under the protection of human beings. The word atyantikena is very significant in this verse. By development of the mode of goodness of material nature, one can become situated in the heavenly planets, but by excessive development of the mode of passion and ignorance, the human being indulges in killing the animals who are meant to be protected by mankind. Persons who indulge in unnecessary animal killing have excessively developed in the mode of modes of passion and ignorance, and they have no hope of advancing into the mode of goodness. They are destined to be degraded to lower statuses of life. The planetary systems are calculated as upper and lower in terms of the classes of living entities who live there. Text 29. Tartiyena svabhavena bhagavan nabhim ashrita ubayar antaram vyoma ye rudra parsadam gana. Synonyms. Tartiyena, by excessive development of the third mode of material nature, the mode of ignorance. Svabhavena, by such nature. Bhagavat nabhim, the abdominal navel of the gigantic form of the personality of Godhead. Ashrita, those who are so situated. Ubayo, between the two. Antaram, in between. Vyoma, the sky, yea, all of whom. Rudra Parshadam, associates of Rudra, Gana, population. Translation, the living entities who are associates of Rudra develop in the third mode of material nature, or ignorance. They are situated in the sky between the earthly planets and the heavenly planets. Purport, the middle portion of the sky is called Bhuvar Loka, as confirmed by both Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti and Srila Jiva Goswami. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that those who develop in the mode of passion are situated in the middle region. Those who are situated in the mode of goodness are promoted to the regions of the demigods who are situated in the mode of passion, and those who are situated in the mode of passion are placed in human society, and those who are situated in the mode of ignorance are placed in the society of animals or ghosts. There are no contradictions in this conclusion. Numerous living entities are distributed all over the universe in different planets and are so situated in terms of their own qualities in the modes of material nature. Text 30. Mukato vartata brahma purushasya karavdva ha yas tan mukha vad varananam mukyo bud brahmano guru. Synonyms. Mukata, from the mouth. Avartata, generated. Brahma, the Vedic wisdom. Purushasya, of the Virat Purusha, the gigantic form. Kuru Udvaha, O chief of the Guru dynasty, ya, who are to, but to, unmukhatvat, inclined to, varanam, of the orders of society, mukya, the chief, abhut, so became, brahmana, called the brahmanas, guru, the recognized teacher or spiritual master. Translation, O chief of the Kuru dynasty, the Vedic wisdom became manifested from the mouth of the Virat, the gigantic form. Those who are inclined to this Vedic knowledge are called brahmanas, and they are the natural teachers and spiritual masters for all the orders of society. Purport. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, the four orders of human society developed with the order of the body of the gigantic form. The bodily divisions are the mouth, arms, waist, and legs. Those who are situated on the mouth are called brahmanas. Those who are situated on the arms are called kshatriyas. Those who are situated on the waist are called vaishyas, and those who are situated on the legs are called shudras. Everyone is situated in the body of the Supreme in his gigantic Vishwarup form. In terms of the four orders, therefore, no caste is to be considered degraded because of being situated on a particular part of the body. In our own bodies, we do not show any actual difference in our treatment toward the hands or legs. Each and every part of the body is important, although the mouth is the most important of the bodily parts. If other parts are cut off from the body, a man can continue his life, but if the mouth is cut off, one cannot live. Therefore, this most important part of the body of the Lord is called the sitting place of the brahmanas, who are inclined to the Vedic wisdom. One who is not inclined to the Vedic wisdom, but to mundane affairs, cannot be called a brahmana, even if he is born of a brahmana family or father. To have a brahmana father does not qualify one as a brahmana. The main qualification of a brahmana is to be inclined to the Vedic wisdom. The Vedas are situated on the mouth of the Lord, and therefore anyone who is inclined to the Vedic wisdom is certainly situated on the mouth of the Lord, and he is a brahmana. This inclination towards Vedic wisdom is not restricted to any particular caste or community. Anyone from any family, from any part of the world, may become inclined to the Vedic wisdom, and that will qualify him as a real brahmana. The real brahmana is a natural teacher or spiritual master. Unless one has Vedic knowledge, one cannot become a spiritual master. The perfect knowledge of the Vedas is to know the Lord, the personality of Godhead, and that is the end of Vedic knowledge, or Vedanta. One who is situated in the impersonal Brahman and has no information of the Supreme Personality of Godhead may become a Brahmana, but he cannot become a spiritual master. It is said in the Padma Purana, Sat karma nipano vipro mantra tantra visharada avaishnavo guru nasyad vaishnavaswa patro guru. An impersonalist can become a qualified Brahmana, but he cannot become a spiritual master in a lesson until he is promoted to the stage of a Vaishnava, or a devotee of the Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya, the great authority of Vedic wisdom in the modern age, stated, Kiba Prakiba Nyasi Shudra Kenanai, Ye Krishna Tattva Veda Se Guru Hai. A person may be a Brahmana or a Shudra or a Sannyasi, but if he happens to be well versed in the science of Krishna, then he is fit to become a spiritual master. Chaitanya Charitamrita 8.128. Qualification then of a spiritual master is not to be a qualified Brahmana, but to be well versed in the science of Krishna. One who is conversant with Vedic wisdom is a Brahmana, and only a Brahmana who is a pure Vaishnav and knows all the intricacies of the science of Krishna can become a spiritual master. Text 31. Bhubhabhya, from the arms of Artata, generated Kshatram, power of protection, Kshatriya, in relation to the power of protection, taught that Anuvrata, followers, Yah, one who, Jata, so becomes, Triyate, delivers, Varnam, the other occupations, Parosha, the representative of the Personality of Godhead, Kantaka, of disturbing elements like thieves and debauches, Kshatat, from the mischief. Translation. Thereafter, the power of protection was generated from the arms of the gigantic Virat form, and in relation to such power, the Kshatriyas also came into existence by following the Kshatriya principle of protecting society from the disturbance of thieves and miscreants. Purport. As the Brahmanas are recognized by their particular qualification of inclination toward the transcendental knowledge of Vedic wisdom, so, also, the Kshatriyas are recognized by the power to protect society from the disturbing elements of thieves and miscreants. The word Anuvrata is significant. A person who follows the Kshatriya principles by protecting society from thieves and miscreants is called a Kshatriya, and not the one who is simply born a Kshatriya. The conception of the caste system is always based on quality, and not on the qualification of birth. Birth is an extraneous consideration, is not the main feature of the orders and divisions. In Bhagavad Gita 18:41-44, the qualifications of the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras are specifically mentioned, and it is understood that all such qualifications are needed before one can be designated as belonging to a particular group. Lord Vishnu is always mentioned as the Purusha in all Vedic scriptures. Sometimes the living entities are also mentioned as Purushas, although they are essentially Parusha Shakti or Parashakti or Paraprakriti, the superior energy of the Purusha. Illusioned by the external potency of the Purusha, the Lord, the living entities falsely think of themselves as the Purusha, although they actually have no qualifications. The Lord has the power to protect. Of the three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar, the first has the power to create, the second has the power to protect, and the third has the power to destroy. The word Purusha is significant in this verse because the Kshatriyas are expected to represent the Purusha Lord in giving protection to the Prajas, or all those who are born in the land and water. Protection is therefore meant for both man and the animals. In modern society, the Prajas are not protected from the hands of thieves and miscreants. In the modern democratic state, which has no Kshatriyas, is a government of the Vaishyas and Shudras, and not of Brahmanas and Kshatriyas as formerly. Maharaj Yudhisthira and his grandson, Maharaj Parikshit, were typical Kshatriya kings, for they gave protection to all men and animals. When the personification of Kali attempted to kill a cow, Maharaj Parikshit at once prepared himself to kill the miscreant, and the personification of Kali was banished from his kingdom. That is the sign of Purusha, or the representative of Lord Vishnu. According to Vedic civilization, a qualified Kshatriya monarch is given the respect of the Lord because he represents the Lord by giving protection to the Prajas. Modern elected presidents cannot even give protection from theft cases, and therefore one has to take protection from an insurance company. The problems of modern human society are due to the lack of qualified Brahmanas and Kshatriyas and the over-influence of the Vaishyas and Shudras by so-called general franchise. Text 32. Visho vartanta tasya ivo vor loka vritti karir vibo vaishyas tad ubavo vartam nuinam ya samat vartatayat. Synonyms: visha, by means of living, by production and distribution; avartana, tanta, generated; tasya, his gigantic forms; ervo, from the thighs; loka, vritikari, means of livelihood; vibo, of the Lord; vaisha, the mercantile community; tat, there; ubhava, orientation; vartam, means of living; nrinam, of all men; ya, one who; samavartayat, executed. Translation: the means of livelihood of all persons, namely production of grains and their distribution to the prajas, was generated from the thighs of the Lord's gigantic form. The mercantile men who take charge of such execution are called vaishyas. Purport: human society's means of living is clearly mentioned here as visha, or agriculture, and the business of distributing agricultural products, which involves transport, banking, etc. Industry is an artificial means of livelihood, and large-scale industry especially is a source of all the problems of society. In Bhagavad Gita also, the duty of the vaishyas who are engaged in visha are stated as cow protection, agriculture, and business. We have already discussed that the human being can safely depend on the cow and agricultural land for his livelihood. The exchange of produce by banking and transportation is a branch of this type of living. The vaishyas are divided into many subsections. Some of them are called kshetri, or landowners. Some are called krishana, or land tillers. Some of them are called tilavanik, or grain raisers. And some are called gandavanik, or merchants in spices. And some are called suvarnavanik, or merchants in gold and banking. The brahmanas are the teachers and spiritual masters, the kshatriyas protect the citizens from the hands of thieves and miscreants, and the vaishyas are in charge of the production and distribution. The shudras, the unintelligent class of men who cannot act independently in any of the above-mentioned activities, are meant for serving the three higher classes for their livelihood. Formerly, the brahmanas were given all the necessities of life by the kshatriyas and vaishyas because they had no time to spend making a living. Kshatriyas would collect taxes from the vaishyas and shudras, but the brahmanas were exempt from paying income tax or land revenue. That system of human society was so nice that there was no political, social, or economic upheavals. Different castes or varna classifications are therefore essential for maintaining a peaceful human society. Text 33. Padbhyam bhagavato jnane jajne shushusha dharma siddhaye tasyam jita parasardro yadvritya tushyate hari. Synonyms: padbhyam, from the legs; bhagavata, of the personality of Godhead; jajne, became manifest; shushusha, service; dharma, occupational duty; siddhaye, for the matter of; tasyam, in that; jata, being generated; pura, formally; shudra, the servitors; yadvritya, the occupation by which; tushyate, becomes satisfied; hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation: thereafter, service was manifested from the legs of the Personality of Godhead for the sake of perfecting the religious function. Situated on the legs are the shudras, who satisfy the Lord by service. Purport: service is the real constitutional occupation of all living entities. Living entities are meant to render service to the Lord, and they can attain religious perfection by this service attitude. One cannot attain religious perfection simply by speculating to attain theoretical knowledge. The Jnani division of spiritualists can go on speculating only to distinguish the soul from matter, but they have no information of the activities of the soul after being liberated by knowledge. It is said that persons who only mentally speculate to know things as they are, and who do not engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, are simply wasting their time. It is clearly said here that the principle of service was generated from the legs of the Lord for the sake of perfecting the religious process, but this transcendental service is different from the idea of service in the material world. In the material world, no one wants to be a servant. Everyone wants to become the master, because false mastership is the basic disease of the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul in the material world wants to lord it over others. Illusioned by the external energy of the Lord, he is forced to become a servant of the material world. That is the real position of the conditioned soul. The last snare of the illusory external energy is the conception of becoming one with the Lord, and due to this conception, the illusioned soul remains in the bondage of the material energy, falsely thinking himself a liberated soul, and, quote, as good as Narayan, end quote. It is actually better to be a Shudra than to be a Brahmana and not develop the service attitude, because that attitude alone satisfies the Lord. Every living being, even if he be a Brahmana by qualification, must take to the transcendental service of the Lord. Both Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam support that this service attitude is the perfection of the living entity. The Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra can perfect his occupational duties only by rendering service unto the Lord. A Brahmana is supposed to know this fact due to his perfection in Vedic wisdom. The other sections are supposed to follow the direction of the Brahmana Vaishnava, one who is a Brahmana by qualification and a Vaishnava by action. That will make the entire society perfect in regard to its order, to the order of its social construction. A disordered society can satisfy cannot satisfy either the members of the society or the Lord. Even if one is not a perfect Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra, but takes the service of the Lord, not caring for the perfection of his social position, he becomes a perfect human being simply by developing the attitude of service to the Supreme Lord. Text 34. Ete varna svadharmena yajanti svagrum hari shradayatma vishudhyatartam yajchita sahavritibi. Synonyms: ete, all these; varna, orders of society; svadharmena, by one's own occupational duties; yajanti, worship; svagurum, with the spiritual master; harim, the supreme personality of Godhead; shuddhaya, with faith and devotion; atma, self; vishuddhiartam, for purifying; yat, from whom; jata, born; saha, along with; vritibi, occupational duty. Translation: all these different social divisions are born, with their occupational duties and living conditions, from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, for unconditional life and self-realization, one has to worship the Supreme Lord under the direction of the spiritual master. Purport: since they are born from different parts of the body of the Supreme Lord in his gigantic form, all living entities and in all parts of the entire universe are supposed to be eternal servitors of the Supreme Body. Each and every part of our body, such as the mouth, hands, thighs, and legs, is meant to render service to the whole. That is their constitutional position. In subhuman life, the living entities are not conscious of this constitutional position, but in the human form of life, they are supposed to know that this through the system of the varnas, the social orders. As mentioned above, the Brahmana is the spiritual master of all the orders of society, and thus Brahminical culture, culminating in the transcendental service of the Lord, is the basic principle for purifying the soul. In conditioned life, the soul is under the impression that he can become the Lord of the universe. And the last point of this misconception is to think oneself the Supreme. The foolish, conditional soul does not take into account that the Supreme cannot be conditioned by Maya or illusion. If the Supreme were to become conditioned by illusion, where would be his supremacy? In that case, Maya or illusion would be the Supreme. Therefore, because the living entities are conditioned, they cannot be supreme. The actual position of the conditioned soul is explained in this verse. All the conditioned souls are impure due to contact with the material energy in the three modes of nature. Therefore, it is necessary that they purify themselves under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, who not only is the Brahmana by qualification, but must also be a Vaishnava. The only self-purifying process mentioned herein is to worship the Lord under the recognized method, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. That is a natural way of purification, and no other method is recommended as bona fide. The other methods of purification may be helpful to come to this stage of life, but ultimately one has to come to this last point before he attains actual perfection. Bhagavad Gita 7.19 confirms this truth as follows. Bharam janmanamante gyanamamam prapadyate vasudeva sabrameti samahatma sudurlabha. Text 35. Etag shatir bhagavato daiva karmat Atma Rupina Ka Shadhad Yad Upakartum Yogamaya Balo Dayam. Synonyms: Etak, this, Kshata, O Vidura, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Daiva Karma Atma Rupina, of the gigantic form of the transcendental work, time, and nature. Ka, who else? Shadadyat can inspire. Upakartum, measure in totality, Yogamaya, internal potency, Bala Udayam, manifested by the strength of. Translation: O Vidura, who can estimate or measure the transcendental time, work, and potency of the gigantic form manifested by the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Purport: the froggish philosophers may go on with their mental speculations on the subject of the Virat, the gigantic form exhibited by the Yogamaya internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but factually, no one can measure such a vast exhibition. In Bhagavad Gita 11:16, Arjuna, the recognized devotee of the Lord, says, Aneka bahudara vaktra netram pasyami tvam sarvato nantarupam nantam na madhyam na punas tavadim pasyami viveshvara vishvarupa. Quote, O my Lord, O gigantic Vishwarupa form, O Master of the universe, I see innumerable hands, bodies, mouths, and eyes in all directions, and they are all unlimited. I cannot find the end of this manifestation, nor do I see the middle, nor the beginning. End quote. Bhagavad Gita was specifically spoken to Arjuna, and the Vishwarupa was exhibited before him at his request. He was awarded with the specific eyes to see this Vishwarupa, yet, although he was able to see the Lord's innumerable hands and mouths, he was unable to see him completely. Since Arjuna was unable to estimate the length and breadth of the potency of the Lord, who else would be able to do so? One may only indulge in miscalculation, like the frog philosopher. The frog philosopher wants to estimate the length and breadth of the Pacific Ocean by the experience of a well 3 cubic feet large, and thus he began to puff himself up to become as big as the Pacific Ocean, but at last he burst and died by this process. This story is applicable to the mental philosophers only, who, under the illusion of the Lord's external energy, indulge in estimating the length and breadth of the Supreme Lord. The best path is to become a cool-headed, submissive devotee of the Lord, try to hear about the Lord from the bona fide spiritual master, and thus serve the Lord in transcendental loving service, as suggested in the previous verse. Text 36. Tatapi kirta yam yanga yatamati yatashrutam kirtim hare swamsat kartum giram anya bidashitim. Synonyms: tata, therefore, api, although it is so, kirta yami, I do describe, anga, O Vidura, yata, as much as, mati, intelligence, yata, as much as, shrutam, heard, kirtim, glories, hare, of the Lord, swam, own, sat kartum, just purify, giram, speeches, anya bida, otherwise, asatim, unchaste. Translation: in spite of my inability, whatever I have been able to hear from the spiritual master, and whatever I could assimilate, I am now describing in glorification of the Lord by pure speech, for otherwise my power of speaking would remain unchaste. Purport: the purification of the conditioned soul necessitates purification of his consciousness. By the presence of consciousness, the presence of the transcendental soul is verified, and as soon as consciousness leaves the body, the material body is not active. Consciousness is perceived, therefore, by activities. The theory put forward by empiric philosophers that consciousness can remain in an inactive state is the proof of their poor fund of knowledge. One should not become unchaste by stopping the activities of pure consciousness. If the activities of pure consciousness are stopped, certainly the conscious living force will be otherwise engaged, because unless engaged in consciousness, the consciousness has no standing. Consciousness cannot be silent, even for a moment. When the body does not act, the consciousness acts in the form of dreams. Unconsciousness is artificial, as by induced extraneous help, it remains for a limited period, but when the intoxication of the drug is finished, or when one is awake, the consciousness again acts earnestly. Maitreya's statement is that in order to avoid unchaste conscious activities, He was trying to describe the unlimited glories of the Lord, although he did not have the ability to describe them perfectly. This glorification of the Lord is not a product of research, but the result of hearing submissively from the authority of the spiritual master. It is also not possible to repeat all that one has heard from his spiritual master, but one can narrate as far as possible by one's own honest endeavor. It does not matter whether the Lord's glories are fully explained or not. One must attempt to engage one's bodily, mental, and verbal activities in the transcendental glorification of the Lord. Otherwise, such activities will remain unchaste and impure. The existence of the conditioned soul can be purified only by the method of engaging mind and speech in the service of the Lord. The Chidundi Sannyasi of the Vaishnava school accepts three rods, representing the vow to engage in the service of the Lord with body, mind, and speech, whereas the Ekadandi Sannyasi takes the vow to become one with the Supreme. Since the Lord is the Absolute, there is no distinction between Him and His glories. The glories of the Lord, as chanted by the Vaishnava Sannyasi, are as substantial as the Lord Himself, and thus, while glorifying the Lord, the devotee becomes one with Him in transcendental interest, although he remains eternally a transcendental servitor. This simultaneously one and different position of the devotee makes him eternally purified, and thus his life becomes a complete success. Text 37. Ekantalabham vrachaso nupumsam shushloka maler gunavadamahu shuteshcha vibhavir upakrityayam katasudayam upasam prayogam. Synonyms: Ekanta, the one which has no comparison, labham, again, vachasa, by discussions, nupamsam, after the Supreme Person, shushloka, pious, mole, activities, gunavadam, glorification, ahu, it is so said, shuta, of the ear, also, vivadbi, by the learned, upakrityam, being so edited, kata sudayam, in the nectar of such transcendental message, upasam prayogam, serves the real purpose, being nearer to. Translation: the highest perfectional gain of humanity is to engage in discussions of the activities and glories of the pious actor. Such activities are so nicely arranged in writing by the greatly learned sages that the actual purpose of the ear is served just by being near them. Purport: the impersonalists are very much afraid of hearing the activities of the Lord, because they think that the happiness derived from this transcendental situation of Brahman is the ultimate goal of life. And they think that anyone's activity, even that of the personality of Godhead, is mundane. But the idea of happiness indicated in this verse is different, because it relates to the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has transcendental qualities. The word gunavadam is significant because the qualities of the Lord and His activities and pastimes are the subject matter for the discussions of devotees. A rishi like Maitreya is certainly not interested in discussing anything pertaining to mundane qualities, yet he says that the highest perfectional stage of transcendental realization is to discuss the Lord's activities. Srila Jiva Goswami therefore concludes that topics regarding the transcendental activities of the Lord are far beyond the transcendental realization of Kaivalya happiness. These transcendental activities of the Lord are so arranged in writing by the great sages that simply by hearing those narrations one becomes perfectly self-realized, and the proper use of the ear and the tongue is also achieved. Srimad Bhagavatam is one of those such great literatures, and the highest perfectional state of life is attained simply by hearing and reciting its contents. Text 38. Atmano Vashitavatsa Mahima Kavinandina Samvatsara Sahasrante Diya Yoga Vipakaya. Synonyms: Atmana, of the Supreme Soul, Avishita, known, Vatsa, O my dear son, Mahima, glories, Kavina, by the poet Brahma, Adina, original, Samvatsara, celestial years, Sahasrante, at the end of 1,000, Dia, by intelligence, Yoga Vipakaye, by matured meditation. Translation: O my son, the original poet, Brahma, after mature meditation for 1,000 celestial years, could know only that the glories of the Supreme Soul are inconceivable. purport. There are some froggish philosophers who want to know the Supreme Soul by means of philosophy and mental speculation. When the devotees, who are to some extent in knowledge of the Supreme Lord, admit that the glories of the Lord are inestimable or inconceivable, the froggish philosophers adversely criticize them. These philosophers, like the frog in the well who tried to estimate the measurement of the Pacific Ocean, like to take trouble over fruitless mental speculation instead of taking instructions from devotees like the original poet, namely Brahma. Lord Brahma underwent a severe type of meditation for 1,000 celestial years, yet he said that the glories of the Lord are inconceivable. Therefore, what can the froggish philosophers hope to gain from their mental speculations? It is said in the Brahma Samhita that the mental speculator may fly through the sky of speculation with the velocity of the mind or the wind for thousands and millions of years, and still he will find it inconceivable. Devotees, however, do not waste time in such vain searching after knowledge of the Supreme, but they submissively hear the glories of the Lord from bona fide devotees. Thus, they transcendentally enjoy the process of hearing and chanting. The Lord approves of the devotional activities of the devotees, or Mahatmas, and he says, Mahatmanas tamam partha devim prakatamastada bhajantyanyo mas manaso nyatva bhutade maviyam satatam kirtiyantamam yatantas cha devata namasyantas cha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upashite Bhagavad Gita 9:13-14. The pure devotees of the Lord take shelter of the Parapakriti, the internal potency of the Lord called Lakshmi Devi, Sita Devi, Shrimati Radharani, or Shrimati Rukmini Devi, and thus they become actual Mahatmas, or great souls. Mahatmas are not fond in indulging in mental speculations, but they actually take to the devotional service of the Lord without the slightest deviation. Devotional service is manifested by the primary process of hearing and chanting about the activities of the Lord. This transcendental method practiced by the Mahatmas gives them sufficient knowledge of the Lord, because if the Lord can be at all known to some extent, it is only through the means of devotional service and no other way. One may go on speculating and waste the valuable time of his human life, but that will not help anyone enter into the precincts of the Lord. The Mahatmas, however, are not concerned with knowing the Lord by mental speculation, because they enjoy hearing about his glorious activities in his transcendental dealings with his devotees or with the demons. The devotees take pleasure in both and are happy in this life and the life after. Text 39. Ato bhagavato maya mayinam apimohini yat shrayam chatmavartmatma naveda kim uptapare. Synonyms: Ata, therefore, Bhagavata, godly, Maya, potencies, Mayinam, of the jugglers, Api, even, Mohini, enchanting, yet that which Svayam, personally, Cha, also, Atma, Vartma, self-sufficient, Atma, self, Na, does not, Veda, know, Kim, what, Uta, to speak of, Apare, others. Translation: the wonderful potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is bewildering, even to the jugglers. That potency is unknown even to the self-sufficient Lord, so it is certainly unknown to others. Purport: the froggish philosophers and mundane wranglers in science and mathematical calculation may not believe in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they are sometimes puzzled by the wonderful jugglery of man and nature. Such jugglers and magicians of the mundane world are actually puzzled by the jugglery of the Lord and his transcendental activities, but they try to adjust their bewilderment by saying that it is all mythology. There is, however, nothing impossible or mythological in the Supreme Omnipotent Person. The most wonderful puzzle for the mundane wranglers is that while they remain calculating the length and breadth of the unlimited potency of the Supreme Person, his faithful devotees are set free from the bondage of material engagement simply by appreciating the wonderful jugglery of the Supreme in the practical field. The devotees of the Lord see the wonderful dexterity in everything with which they come in contact in all circumstances of eating, sleeping, working, etc. A small banyan fruit contains thousands of small seeds, and each seed holds the potency of another tree, which again holds the potency of many millions of such fruits as causes and effects. So the seeds and the trees and seeds engage in the devotees in meditation about the activities of the Lord, while the mundane wranglers simply waste time in dry speculation and mental concoction, which are fruitless both in this life and the next. In spite of their pride and speculation, they can never appreciate the simple activities of the banyan tree's potency. Such speculators are poor souls, destined to remain in matter perpetually. Text 40. Yato prapya nevartanta vachas cha manasa saha aham chanyai me devas tasmai bhagavate nama. Synonyms: yata, from whom, aprapya, being unable to measure, nyavartanta, cease to try, vacha, words, cha, also, manasa, with the mind, saha, with, ahamcha, also with the ego, anye, other, ime, all these, deva, demigods, tasmai, unto him, bhagavate, unto the personality of God, it, nama, offer obeisances. Translation: words, mind, and ego, with their respective controlling demigods, have failed to achieve success in knowing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, we simply have to offer our respectful obeisances unto him as a matter of sanity. Purport: the froggish calculator may raise the objection that if the Absolute is unknowable, even by the controlling deities of speech, mind, and ego, namely the Vedas, Brahma, Rudra, and all the demigods headed by Brihaspati, why should the devotees be so interested in this unknown object? The answer is that the transcendental ecstasy enjoyed by devotees in delineating the pastimes of the Lord is certainly unknown to non-devotees and mental speculators. Unless one relishes transcendental joy, naturally one will come back from his speculations and concocted conclusions because he will see them as neither factual nor enjoyable. The devotees can at least know that the Absolute Truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, as the Vedic hymns confirm. Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Shurya. Bhagavad Gita 15.15 also confirms this fact. Videscha Savar Aham Avivedya. By culture of Vedic knowledge, one must know Lord Krishna and should not falsely speculate on the words aham or, quote, I, end quote. The only method for understanding the Supreme Truth is devotional service, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.55. Bhakti amam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvada. Only by devotional service can one know that the absolute, the ultimate truth is the personality of Godhead, and that Brahman and Paramatma are only his partial features. This is confirmed in this verse by the great sage Maitreya. With devotion, he offers his sincere surrender, namaha, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavate. One has to follow in the footsteps of great sages and devotees like Maitreya and Vidura, Maharishi Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami, and engage in the transcendental devotional service of the Lord if one would know his ultimate feature, which is above Brahman and Paramatma. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, sixth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Creation of the Universal Form, end quote.